Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Happy Easter. That just fills my heart with joy. Thank you for being here as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, as we celebrate Easter Sunday. And today, for Charlotte, we get to celebrate her first communion. Yeah. All right. It is an amazing and joy-filled day as we are here together. I am so glad that you are with us. Whether you're joining us here in church, if you're joining us online, we as God's people get to add our voices of praise and thanksgiving. It is good to be together. Will the congregation please rise as we begin our worship with our Easter proclamation, Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Our gathering song is Happy Day, and we sing together. Continue our worship now with our opening dialogue. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever.
Let God's people now declare, God's mercy endures forever.
The Lord is this my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Shouts of rejoice, salvation, echoing in the text of righteousness.
The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks. The stone that the builders rejected
has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is from Acts chapter 10, beginning with verse 34. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Easter gospel this morning comes from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark in the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they may go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite any children to come on forward. Good morning. Good morning. And here they're coming. Oh, I don't want to step on anyone. There we go. Good morning. My goodness, it's so good to see you all. I feel safer. Spider-Man is here. I'm just happy you're all here. Good morning. Good morning. Now, six. Yay. Two Spider-Mans are here. We are really safe this morning. That is just too cool. Thank you for being here, every one of you. Now, 6 weeks ago, maybe more, we had Transfiguration Sunday. And on that Sunday, we stopped saying a certain word. Can you guess the word? Do you remember the word? What word did we stop using? What was that? Hallelujah. That's the one. That's the one we did. And you've said it about six times already this morning. You know, I say things like, "Jesus is risen.
Jesus is risen indeed.
Hallelujah." There we are. Hallelujah is one of my favorite words. Do you know what it means? It means praise God. It means woohoo! Today's a happy day. Today's a great day. And so on that Transfiguration Sunday, I gave to people pieces of paper that said on them, gotta reach in, here it is, that says, Hallelujah. There we are. And I gave them to you and I said, hide them. And I bet you hit it so well you forgot where it is. Right? But today is the day to say praise God. Do you know why? Because it's Easter. That is correct. And on Easter, we celebrate the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. On Friday, Jesus died. But today, he's alive. On Friday, all of our sins died with Jesus. And today, we live new lives. And if that isn't something to say, praise God, I don't know what is. All right? I have no idea what you would want to say, praise God for more than knowing the fact that Jesus is risen.
Jesus is risen.
You guys are getting it. I love that. Okay, and so, instead of just normal old, boring old words on paper, we have really happy, colorful. This is for you. You may take that. She's like, I'm not taking anything from strangers, and there's no one stranger than him. There we are. But you see, we've got all the colors. We've got all of the dazzling colors because I want to remind all of you to say, Hallelujah. I want all of you to say, praise God. I want all of you to realize that God loves you so much that Jesus was willing to die for you. And more importantly, Jesus was willing to rise all for you. So I hope you have a spectacular day. I hope you have a blessed week. And I hope that you can go from here remembering that Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that on this day you rose from the dead. We're sorry that our sins made you die, but we thank you that your life gives us new life. Help us to live as your children and help us to share your love. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is risen. Got to get to the right page. At sundown on Saturday, when Sabbath was finally over, three women gathered spices and made other preparations so they could go to his tomb. Mary Magdalene, Salome, Mary the mother of James, then got up early the next morning, Sunday, as the sun was just rising so that they could take their time. They left for Jesus' tomb because they wanted to help. Jesus was dead and their hearts were broken. Jesus was dead, and they wanted to make sure that he was buried properly. Jesus was dead. They didn't know what to do now, what to do next. So they just tried. They wanted to help. And so as they're making their way to the tomb in order to help, we are discovering that they're helpless and alarmed and amazed and terrified. On that morning, to them, Jesus was dead. But soon, soon they will discover that Jesus is risen. This will happen during the sermon, just to keep everyone on their toes, all right? Walking to the tomb, they're talking amongst each other, and they are reminded of the stone. You see, the tomb that had been provided for Jesus had a large stone rolled in front of the entrance. How were they going to move the stone? They were three ladies. Now, not to say in any way that women are weak in any possible way. My sisters would come after me if I said that. But there are three of them. And the stone was big enough to be a job for me and my two brothers, let alone these women. wanted to help. And yet as they were walking to that tomb, they began to feel helpless. That feeling of helplessness then turned into alarm very quickly because the stone was already moved. Who? How? Why? What was going on? They thought that they would be first. They were heading to the tomb as the sun rose. Who would have gotten there before them? Now, on the one hand, it was wonderful that they didn't have to wrestle with the stone, but it's alarming to discover that someone might have gotten there before them. They wanted to help, but would they be able to? And that alarm then turned into amazement because they were expecting Jesus' body. Jesus was dead, and this was his tomb. They were expecting Jesus' body, and they were prepared to ready him for burial. They had brought the spices, they had brought the oils, they were all expecting Jesus' body, and instead, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. This isn't Jesus, and the body isn't there. What was going on? They wanted to help, and they stood there amazed. But that amazement gradually turned back to alarm, and then it turned to fright as the situation began to sink in. Jesus isn't there. This young man is. But what's going on? Has the body been stolen? Is this young man part of the team that stole Jesus' body? What is going on? And then the young man spoke. And we will discover eventually that he is an angel with an amazing message from God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place that they laid him. He is not here. He has been raised." They thought that Jesus was dead, and now they hear that Jesus is risen. The angel is pointing to where the body should be, and Jesus isn't there. Then the angel continues his message, "But go, tell the disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." These women are now being reminded of the announcement that Jesus made that he would be arrested, crucified, and 3 days later rise. The angel reminds them of the promise to see them all again in Galilee. It was too much. Jesus was dead. They knew that. They had watched him being placed into this very tomb. That was why they had gathered the spices. They wanted to help, and this is something they could do. Everyone they knew that Jesus was dead. And now they're supposed to go and remind them of Jesus' promise. The promise that those women's their own grief had overwhelmed their remembering. Could they do that? Our reading from Mark's gospel today ends like this. "So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid." Terror and amazement had seized them. But how do we know that? How do we know any of this? Because in the love of God, death is not the end and terror is not the last word. When they eventually ran into the disciples, they told them everything. Now, they may have started afraid, so afraid that they weren't saying anything, but that did not last. The truth of what they saw, the truth of what they had been reminded of, the truth of the love of Jesus, that love that Jesus had always shown, worked its way, and they started telling people the amazing truth that Jesus is risen. Mark has written his gospel because they started telling people. The church has blossomed and grown through the centuries because they started telling people. The communion of saints, the body of Christ, is actively loving neighbors and caring for outcasts because they started telling people. They wanted to help, and boy, did they. On this Easter morning, we too may feel helpless and alarmed. We may be amazed or terrified, but we want to help. We may be here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, but to a lot of people in a lot of ways, Jesus is dead. People are too concerned with their material condition and possessions or their political affiliations or their social situations and their pleasures. They're too busy with all of that to take time to ponder God's goodness in the love of Jesus our Lord. People are rushing about trying to bring their life to where they want it to be rather than spending time realizing that God is with them. And realizing that they have hope. Hope that comes from apart from their efforts, apart from their struggles. Hope that come in our risen Lord. We came here today because we want to help. We may not know what to do or what to do now or what to do next. But we are here and we want to help. We also came because we know that we need help. We who join in singing and shouting our alleluias and praise. We who come together to taste and see that the Lord is good. We have come to share the message, to share the truth, to share the wonder that Jesus is risen. And like the women this morning, we might be alarmed at the world around us, amazed by the great need for God's love. We might even be terrified that we're called to go into the world with a message of peace and hope, the message of love that comes from God through Jesus. But the amazing good news that I can share with you is that God's love rules and Jesus is risen. Jesus now goes out into the world before us so that we can see him in the people around us, and he can show us how to love our neighbors. They wanted to help. Those ladies, they really did want to help. Today, Jesus is calling us to share the message that they were sharing, that death is defeated, that love wins, that our Lord goes out before us, because Jesus is risen. Let's go help. Amen. I invite the congregation to please rise as we join in a time of prayer. In joy and praise, we join in prayers to our loving Heavenly Father, to His gracious Holy Spirit, and to our triumphant and risen Lord Jesus Christ. This day is when Christ broke the chains of death and rose triumphant from the grave. Lord Jesus Christ, who on this day did conquer death and rose from the dead, who is alive forevermore, help us never to forget that your risen presence is forever with us. Help us to remember that you are with us in every time of perplexity to guide and to direct, that you are with us in every time of sorrow to comfort and console, that you are with us in every time of temptation to strengthen and to inspire, that you are with us in every time of loneliness to cheer and befriend, that you are with us even in death to bring us to the glory of your side. Lord, in your mercy, make us to be certain that there is nothing in time or in eternity which can separate us from you, so that in your presence we may meet life with gallantry and death without fear. Lord, in your mercy, Lord of life, we pray for all who bring your word of life as a light to those in darkness, for those who bring your word of peace to those enslaved by fear, for those who bring your word of love to those in need of comfort. Lord of love and Lord of peace, Lord of resurrection life, be known through our lives of love and service. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, may your resurrection reach into the lives of those who are lonely or afraid, who are sick or recovering, who are without hope or singing your praises. We lift before you these we know who need your resurrected presence. We pray for Connie, Clint, Darlene, Judith, Brenda, Linda, Rhonda, Michael, Mac, Vivian, Paul, Dennis, Sarah, Olivia, Andrea, Dennis, Matt, Cindy, Dave, Emily, Kristen, Jean and Brian, and the family and friends of Clara DeWeese. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all, we pray for the people of Ukraine and Russia, of Gaza and Israel, caught up in the turmoil of violence and warfare. Protect, comfort, and support those working to restore peace and care for those in need. Turning hearts from fear, hatred, and violence to love, compassion, and reconciliation. Open lines of communication and provide care and relief to those who are wounded, that they may know healing, peace, and hope. Lord, in your mercy. How blessed is this day when earth and heaven are joined and humankind is reconciled to God. Lord, in your mercy. O God, may the resurrection light of Jesus shine, and may Christ, our risen Lord, find his love for all ever burning in our hearts. We pray in the name of him who gives his light to all creation, who is risen from the dead, and who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Our risen Lord Jesus loves you, and so let us pray the prayer that he taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please rise. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
We join together now in our closing dialogue. On this day, the Lord of hosts has made for all peoples a feast of rich food and well-aged wines. In Jesus, God has destroyed the shroud that is cast over all peoples. Now the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. This is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us.
This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in salvation.
We pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who have been fed with heavenly food and who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now as you go out into God's world this week, be Easter people. Be those who say, who do you look for? Why do you look for the living among the dead? Jesus is not here, he is risen. Be ready to be surprised with what God will do next. Look for the risen Christ in those you meet. Let the Holy Spirit nudge you and guide you. The tomb is empty because Jesus is out in the world, and now we must go out in the world also. May the joy and wonder of that first Easter morning live in your hearts today and every day. May the Lord bless you and keep you this day and always. May the Lord make his face shine upon you with grace and peace. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you strength and new life. Amen. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Salvation came to